From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has arrived in Georgia, bringing a peace agreement between Georgia and Russia for the Georgian president to sign. Meanwhile, Russian troops are reported moving deeper into Georgia 8 days after fighting over the breakaway region of South Ossetia started. Poland yesterday agreed to host elements of a U.S. missile shield system. A Russian general today said that won't go unpunished, although he wasn't any more specific. The International Committee of the Red Cross says tens of thousands of people are in need of emergency help in conflict-ridden parts of Georgia, including the breakaway region of South Ossetia. But it is unable to reach those in need because of security concerns. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Red Cross says the lack of access to the victims of war is the biggest problem facing aid agencies. There are reports of large-scale human suffering and destruction of infrastructure in South Ossetia. Yet spokeswoman Anna Nelson says there's nothing the Red Cross can do to help.
The situation remains very difficult and very tense, and until we have those security guarantees that we can move around safely, we simply can't go in.
The Red Cross says residents of South Ossetia have been without assistance since the conflict between Georgia and Russia erupted a week ago. It says people reportedly are living without electricity, water, and other basic services. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The International Olympic Committee has announced that two athletes at the Beijing Games have been expelled after testing positive for banned drugs. One of the athletes is a double medal winner in the sport of shooting. From Beijing, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It had been a very good Olympics for North Korean shooter Kim Jong-soo. He won the silver medal in the 50-meter pistol event and bronze in the 10-meter air pistol. Now he has no medals. The International Olympic Committee took them away after announcing Kim tested positive for propranolol, which is on the banned list. It's a so-called beta blocker used for treating, among other things, high blood pressure and anxiety. The drug acts to lower the heart rate, which is useful in a precision sport like shooting. That's why the IOC determined that Kim's use was intentional. On the other hand, the committee believes a Vietnamese gymnast who tested positive may have taken a banned drug inadvertently. Nevertheless, the IOC expelled the 19-year-old athlete. With Friday's announcement, there have now been three athletes kicked out of the games for using banned drugs. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.
U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps set another world record and won his sixth gold medal at the Beijing Olympics today. He won the 200-meter individual medley and less than an hour later qualified for the 100-meter butterfly final to be swum tomorrow. He hopes to take home 8 gold medals from Beijing, eclipsing Mark Spitz's 7 in 1972. From Washington, this is NPR News. Republican presidential candidate John McCain has had the campaign stage largely to himself, with Democrat Barack Obama on vacation. Yesterday, McCain appeared at an economic forum at the Aspen Institute in Colorado and took Congress to task for going on recess while gasoline is selling for $3.75 per gallon. The crowd laughed, with some people yelling that it's nearly $5 per gallon in the area. Trying to minimize the possible negative effects of off-the-cuff and sometimes inaccurate remarks, McCain's campaign managers and advisors are now limiting his access to the media and curtailing town hall-style meetings. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said he expects the campaign to be better at staying on message in the weeks ahead. Scientists looking for dinosaur bones in the Sahara Desert have uncovered a Stone Age gravesite with remains of people who lived there as many as 10,000 years ago. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the story.
What the scientists found is the largest graveyard of Stone Age people in the Sahara. Two cultures lived there. The first were the Kiffians, a tall, rugged people who lived there 10,000 years ago. The region was green then, swept by monsoon rains and dotted with lakes. Drought followed, then the region greened up again, and a second group, the Tenarian culture, moved in. Some 200 graves include a woman and two children who apparently were buried on a bed of flowers. The scientists also found artifacts such as bone jewelry, fish hooks, harpoons, and pottery. Scientists described the discovery, first made 8 years ago, in the journal PLOS One. The lengthy excavation was organized by the National Geographic Society. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.